Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan. How are you?
I am well. We're talking about the language of the label in the old world and the new, because labels can be intimidating. I mean, just imagine in everything else, sugar is sugar, you know, milk is milk. But in wine, it's like, what am I drinking? What's in the bottle? And sometimes the bottle is helpful and sometimes not so much. So let's examine maybe one bottle from the old world and one bottle from the new.
Sounds good.
My bottle is from Savoie. It says Vin de Savoie on its wine from the Savoie. The Savoie is an alpine region in France. And below that it says Appellation Vin de Savoie Contrôlé, which means that it comes from that particular area of Savoie. Below that it says Jongieux, J-O-N-G-I-E-U-X, and that is the commune that it comes from, the sort of village area. And then we learn who made this, and it says that it was put in the bottle by Eugène Carrel and his sons. And then it even gives you a phone number in case you want to call them up to say that you're coming to visit, because I have a feeling this is a very nice part of the world. We have a year, which is our vintage, which is 2013, but nowhere in the bottle does give you a name for the wine, because they don't do that in France, and nowhere in the bottle does it tell you that this is the Jacquère grape.
Right. The rule of thumb is old world, they don't really tell you about the varietal. Instead, they give you the appellation. So a more common example, let's say Côte du Rhône, mm-hmm. Bordeaux.
Right, exactly. Touché.
And sometimes, I will add this, sometimes there is a name for the wine. Sometimes it's named after the vineyard. Sometimes it's named after a person. And often they'll have that in quotes, not entirely, but sometimes the wine itself has a name. For instance, I'm going to talk about the New World bottle that's in front of me, which has a name. So going from top to bottom on this label, first there's a little emblem that's the logo of the wine. Then it says Naked.
Meow.
That's the name of the wine, Naked. Underneath that, it says Unoaked Chardonnay. That means that the grape used here is Chardonnay and that it has not seen barrel fermentation. Below Unoaked Chardonnay is the vintage, 2012. Mm. And the vintage, just to remind you, is when the grapes were harvested. And then below the vintage, it says Four Vines. And Four Vines is the producer of this wine. Now, on the back label, they also tell you that this wine is from Santa Barbara County. Sometimes that's on the front of a New World label. They also tell you what the alcohol percentage is, which is 13.9. Sometimes that's also on the front of the bottle. Those sorts of things vary. But you really can get almost all the information you need about a wine on the label, either front or back.
Especially in the New World, where I think one of the great ideas is to put the varietal on the bottle. With European labels, you have to take that extra step sometimes to find out exactly what you're drinking.
I hope this has been a good primer.
I think so. And you know, there are lots of apps which will do this for you on your phone too, which is kind of nice if you want to go high tech about it. But basically, don't be afraid of the label. Take a little extra time and see what you're drinking. And very often I have to say, what is this? And I have to just stop, wait a couple of minutes, parse the bottle, and then you know. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.